This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Friday, July 18, 2008. Happy 90th birthday, Madiba. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Fatima Gabru. Making headlines today, state-owned power utility Eskom has provided fresh insight into its much-anticipated funding plan for a 343 billion rand, five-year capital expenditure program, which is viewed as essential if South Africa is to add some 19,000 megawatts of much-needed generation capacity by 2017 and restore a reserve margin of 15%. The margin is currently standing at a paltry 8%. The utility will go on an international roadshow next week to map out how it plans to close 150 billion rand funding gap through borrowings on the South African and international capital markets, with CEO Jacob Morocha expecting clarity on the promised 60 billion rand shareholder injection from National Treasury ahead of that tour. Finance Director Bongani Nkwababa says he is unable to provide details on the precise nature of the injection, which many of the credit rating agencies have indicated will be crucial to stabilizing Eskom's rating, but he confirms that the transfer will be front-loaded. In other words, the bulk of the injection would flow in the first few years, as opposed to the initial plan, which would have seen National Treasury injecting the bulk of the money in the last 2 years of a five-year rolling injection. Demand for primary energy at Eskom rose massively in 2007-2008, with the utility's coal burn rising to 125.3 million tonnes from 119.1 million tonnes, and its diesel consumption spiking to 346 million litres from just 11.3 million litres in the previous year. This trend is also unlikely to be reversed in the current financial year, with Eskom expecting to burn between 135 and 140 million tonnes of coal during 2008-2009. Much of the additional coal is also being sourced outside of the confines of the state-owned group's favourable long-term contracts with tied collieries, dramatically increasing the direct cost of primary energy and its associated logistics, and placing strain on its financial ratios. Eskom CEO Jacob Morocha.
So fundamentally, we are using much more coal than our long-term contracts are able to supply. And when you do that, you enter the short-term market. As you enter the short-term market, the cost of coal goes up and is driven by the transportation cost.
Burkina Faso's largest mine development, the Pacoa Zinc Mine, has been put on care and maintenance after its owner, AIM Resources, could not secure funding for the project. AIM Resources attributed its funding woes to the current zinc prices and forecast, which made it difficult for zinc projects to secure funding, as well as a downturn in both debt and equity markets. The company said on Thursday that spot zinc prices had fallen well below the level required to provide an adequate return and below the predicted cash break-even point. Also making headlines, raids on steel companies may have unearthed cartel. Quality of life improves in South Africa, but inequality worsens. Public Works target of 1 million jobs by 2009 has been achieved, says Minister. Ridge Mining seeks partners to help fund Sheba's Ridge project. Potash Corp plans additional capacity to 18 million tonnes a year by 2012, and Mwana's Zimbabwe mines continue to operate despite difficulties. In political news, EU to widen Zimbabwe's sanctions, says diplomats. EU faces revolt over Africa aid and fish funds. South Africa to replace UN rights chief, and relief group criticizes new US Africa command. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.
Thank you.